Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll talk about the housing black market here in a moment, but first we'll go to Christopher in Michigan. Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I had a couple things. I was thinking about the one world currency. I've heard a lot about this Amiro from, I don't know, a variety of places.
Well, the Amiro, the Amiro isn't a one world currency. It was supposedly...
Well, not one world currency, the North American currency,
The regional one.
Well, there have been proposals. Wasn't it China and Russia that were talking about a one world currency? So the idea of a one world currency has certainly been on the table of recent times.
Right. Well, it seems to me, well, I had some deep thinking about it, and I'm going to school right now for economics and political science right now. And what it seems is a lot of people are expecting this new currency, but really our one world currency is already here, and it's the American dollar. You know, a barrel of oil is priced in dollars. So many things around the world are priced in dollars, you know, and they had the G8 meeting and the G20 meeting talking about, you know, how America controls the one world economic system. You know, that we, you know, they don't want the system to be relied on the American currency. But really, they didn't really do anything. They walked away with their tails in between their legs because they had millions and millions and trillions of dollars in U.S. reserves. So they'd be sort of ruining their own investment, you know,
I agree with you that certainly the world does have a currency, and that currency is dollars. And the, you know, that when you look at the World Bank and their special drawing rights and all that stuff, it's all dollars. I get that. But do you think it's possible that the people that control the issuing of dollars might overissue them to the point that the dollars are no longer the one world currency? Do you think that's possible?
Oh, certainly. That's a possibility. I think that's something only the elite would know, sure.
Wait, but isn't China dumping dollars for gold and something like that?
Russia is.
Now, right, personally,
so calling it a one-world currency isn't really true. It's just kind of a preferred currency for around the world. But that's, Christopher, that's beginning to change, as I understand it.
Right, I see what you're saying. Now, personally, I think that's all their own country's paranoia. You know, they are preparing for the worst. We are in wartime. We're selling bonds just as we're in wartime. We are in massive amount of debt. So, I mean,
I am not
our country's
bonds.
Doing anything they can to make money. Our government's selling bonds to other countries.
I don't consider them my government.
Christopher, do you? I've heard numbers between $150,000 and $250,000 in long-term unsecured debts. If you take it out for every American citizen, man, woman, and child. So my 16-month-old baby has $250,000 in debt that he has to pay off for the United States government.
As we explained last night, he doesn't actually owe that.
I understand, but I'm just saying the United States government is saddling him with that kind of debt.
Theoretically,
do you think that the United States government can continue this path of what seems to me unbridled spending and your optimistic view that the dollar is just going to live forever and we're all going to be really well off, that no empire has ever failed?
You know,
right, correct.
They're telling you some good stuff in economics class, and you've got you've got to learn it. I've said the same words that you're saying. America is this entrepreneurial machine. They can't crush it. But I'm sorry, they can crush it, and they're doing a reasonably good job of it.
With the cap and trade laws and all the ridiculous things they're doing now, they are going to further crush the entrepreneurial spirit in this country that's already been crushed over the last 20 or 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, but, at what point do they have to tax you, Christopher, until you decide, you know what, it'd be easier to do this in Hong Kong?
You know, and exactly. You know, and most people don't even, you know, they don't think about, you know, what's going on in their own neighborhoods, I guess you could say, because the bureaucracy in our own neighborhoods is taking every dollar we have already. They're trying, exactly. You know, my friend, he just got sent a ticket in the mail for driving without a suspended license. They didn't even pull him over. Hmm. They seen his license plate, so they sent him a ticket in the mail.
They probably had a picture of him in the car, too, so they could prove it was him in the car.
Maybe they
didn't. Oh, no, they didn't. No, yeah. They didn't have a picture or nothing. But, you know, still they take him to court. They waste his time. They waste his money,
yep.
You know, and to fuel the system, to expedite cases through, they offer him a plea bargain on something sure. that he didn't even do, you know.
That's the way it works. You're right.
You know, the bottom line here with currencies, though, is this is becoming a race to the bottom to see what country can debase their currency faster so they can keep exporting to the other countries. But they're all going to collapse eventually. And then the question is how much faith are people going to have in a new paper currency after they've been wiped out from the old one?
It seems to be that they'll have plenty, because it seems like people just keep on taking these fiat currencies backed by nothing over and over.
It's new. It's colorful.
It's backed by gold now.
Yeah.
Except you can't get the gold.
Right. Hey, Christopher, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck out there in your college classes. A lot of misinformation being passed around in college classes across the country. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about black market housing.
Cool.
Interesting. Now, it doesn't happen, at least that I know of, here in America, but it does happen in Cuba. And as I've talked about before, whenever it is that a product is or service is prohibited, it doesn't disappear. It just goes underground. It happened with prohibition of alcohol. It's happening with the prohibition of drugs. And it happens with housing.
It happens with rent control in U.S. cities that have rent control, too.
How's that?
Well, if you're in a rent control apartment, let's say the apartment's really worth $2,000 a month and you're getting it for $400 a month, well, what you do is if you want to leave there for a while, you can sublet it or something and not let anybody know for a lot more money, or you can hand it off to one of your friends or relatives.
Let's talk about how it works in Cuba, though. Things are a lot different there. According to the BBC, Maria Julia is desperate. She lives in a Havana flat that belongs to her husband's grandparents. For the last 7 years, she and her husband have shared a bedroom with their two children. Maria Julia, not her real name, fears her relationship with her husband will not withstand the pressures of their living arrangements for much longer. She says she has only one chance of securing a separate flat in Havana for her family and saving her relationship. Can you imagine living in one room with two children and a loved one?
Mm.
The only option I have, she says, is to divorce my husband and to marry a man who has legal title to a flat. I will pay him. Then in 2 years, he will sign over the property to me. We will get divorced, and I will marry my husband again.
Hmm.
This complicated transaction will cost Maria Julia $10,000, or in British pounds, $6,800. It is a fortune in Cuba, but the minimum going rate. Her sister has sent her the money from the United States, and Maria Julia has it hidden in cash somewhere in Havana. Maria Julia's plan to buy a flat is illegal, which is why we can't identify her. In Cuba, only the state has the right to sell property. Private buyers or sellers may end up having their home confiscated altogether by the state if they're caught doing deals like this. There was already a shortfall of more than 500,000 homes before three hurricanes wrought widespread destruction in 2008. Overall, the housing stock is in a dilapidated state. Of course it is. It's government run. Every house in Cuba, this is, you know, news to me. I don't know a whole lot about Cuba. It's a very interesting place when you start digging into it as far as how much government control they have and how lousy their lives are as a result. So the government controls the housing situation in Cuba, and of course there's not enough housing. It's a shortage. Government has no interest in keeping up to market demand. People are still popping out babies left and right. The market's expanding in its size. There would be plenty of brisk business for contractors in a free market of housing. But here, the government, just keep living with more people in the same room.
You see, and this is what happens when you put government in charge of these kind of things.
Right. Well, now imagine what will happen to healthcare, right? So homes were became dilapidated because of government control. That's what will happen to healthcare. Anyway, the precariousness of the Cuban economy, which the government says is partly due to the impact of the U.S. trade embargo. And I don't deny that to be true. I mean, that's one thing that is, I think, outrageous, that in the so-called land of the free, Americans are prohibited, another prohibition, from doing business with the poor bastards down in Cuba. I mean, these guys are economically impoverished by their government. At the very least, being able to do business with Americans would help improve their lot in life, but they're prevented from doing it. We're prevented from doing that.
Well, that's true, but America is only one country in among many that can trade with them. There's a lot of South American countries that we can still trade with them.
But it's close by, and there's a lot of money in America, so it would be I think it'd be pretty beneficial, but still, with the government in control, it wouldn't do a whole lot. Anyway, it says here in the story of the BBC, the government says it's partly due to the embargo, meaning the new building program isn't keeping up with demand, so the black market is thriving. It is the biggest, really the biggest, in Cuba, says Juan Tirana, an economist at the Center for the Study of the Cuban Economy. He's unwilling to guess at what the housing black market is worth in cash terms, but he is troubled. And we'll continue to tell you about how things work in a place where the government is in 100% control over your property. I mean, even more so than it is here in America. They determine who sells what and buys what. Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds, AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of archives. In fact, going back an entire year, totally free on the front page of the website. You just click and download. They're yours for free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Cuban economy and how just dilapidated and awful it is. I mean, the government is in almost total control over there, especially in the housing world. According to the BBC, the sale of a home can't be done by anyone but the state. And who's going to sell it to? Itself? I don't even understand all the ins and outs of it, but essentially the story says that the housing stock is in an absolutely dilapidated state. They already had a shortfall prior to some hurricanes that brought some widespread destruction back in 2008. And since the government's in charge of housing, the government is the only entity that can sell and buy and build and that sort of thing, then of course it's going to be like that. The government, as we talked about so many times, has no incentive to do things in a speedy basis or a sensible way. Or in an at-cost manner. They have no incentives because they have no connection to the marketplace. They don't understand what demand and supply even is.
And here's the two big things they're missing. Is one is competition, and the other is risk.
Mm-hmm.
Government doesn't have any risk because they can just keep printing money to do what they do. They have no competition. They're a monopoly. Therefore, there's no incentive in the long term to do a good job.
Right. Nobody's going to beat them. There's no other alternative to go to. So in order to get a house, or to transfer ownership of a house, there are all kinds of underground things that have to go on. As one of the lady they're talking about in the story here, Maria Julia, is doing, she has to marry another man, get divorced from her current husband, marry a man who is currently possessing the house that she wants, wait 2 years, stay married to him for 2 years, then he'll transfer the home to her.
So he says.
So he claims, exactly. Who knows what kind of sexual favors he'll be demanding of her in the meantime and how really depraved that could end up being. But eventually, if it goes as planned, she'll then get her hands on the house. Then she can remarry her other husband. But if she gets caught in all this, it's a crime to do what she's talking about doing. So according to one of the economists who studies the Cuban economy, he says everybody's losing. And for me as an economist, it's frustrating. Today, if you want to buy your home, you have to use the black market. Now, although Cubans are not allowed to buy and sell properties privately, they are permitted to swap. And on Saturday morning, hundreds of people gather on the Paseo de Prado in central Havana in hopes of finding someone they can exchange homes with. They probably don't have internet access to where they could just easily do some sort of go-between service.
So why can't she find a family to swap? Maybe the people she's living with now might want to swap with somebody who doesn't need the bigger place they have now.
Maybe there are only so many properties and so many that are available.
They might not be able to own it if they do the swap thing. I don't know.
It sounds like they are allowed to swap their properties, but according to the story, they can, or officially, no money should change hands. So you have to find somebody who has a property of relatively equal value, right? And how easy is that? I don't know. Yet in practice, swapping a smaller property for something larger will mean parting with several thousand dollars. So under the table, you'll have to slip them some cash in order to get the deal done. But Maria Julia doesn't have property to swap. So there's your answer.
Yep.
Her husband's grandparents hold the legal title to the flat she lives in. So a bogus marriage is the only way she can see of changing her circumstances. Maria Julia has used an illicit middleman known as a corredor, literally a runner, to find her new home. She's busy working and has no time to do it herself. If the deal goes through, she'll pay him $500. The transaction will take time because the man she will buy from in Havana is still securing his own new property. He has a girlfriend in Santiago de Cuba, she says, and they have seen somewhere in Santiago they want to buy. And his girlfriend is going to have to marry a very old man in his 80s in order to get that property. They will have to pay the old man, too, with the money that I am going to give them. It's a really long chain, she said. Mm.
The old guys must love this over there.
Uh-huh. Cuba is marking the 50th anniversary of its revolution. One of the most popular moves of Fidel Castro in his early years of government was housing reform. Many tenants got legal title to their homes and rents were capped. Multiple property ownership was prohibited. Cubans can still only legally own one home in the town where they live and another in the countryside. But 50 years on from those heady, optimistic beginnings, housing is close to the top of the list of complaints among Cubans.
This is is the people's revolution where you can own two houses, one in the city and one in the country? I mean, you would think that they have distributed wealth so well there that nobody can afford crap anyway. But who has these houses in the country, as it were? I would only imagine the very wealthy.
Buffy.
And why are they very wealthy in Cuba where the revolution has occurred? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they know somebody. And the rest of them are eating eggshells to get calcium, as they sent down a dictate about a decade ago.
Well, 50 years on from the optimistic beginnings, they're complaining. It's the number one list, one of the top of a list of complaints among Cubans. Juan Marcos Mendez, the vice president of the government's National Housing Institute, doesn't deny there are huge challenges. But he maintains that the answer doesn't lie in privatizing housing. Quote, "Housing is social property. We don't believe it's right for people to make a profit from it. Of course, some people still haven't understood the reasons why we have these rules, and they try to get ahead illegally. But it's only possible to improve the situation by continuing our building program. Although the United States blockade has a serious impact on that, we may have problems in Cuba, but we don't have people sleeping under bridges." And according to the story, that's true, but the impact of the housing shortage is distorting family life for many people. Now Maria Julia is worried that the deal she has set in motion will further sour her relationship with her husband. She says it's one thing to accept the fact that you have to make a bogus marriage as an idea, but quite another to actually do it. "I have a worry, maybe it's a premonition, that I'll solve the housing problem for me and my children, but my relationship with my husband won't survive."
Maybe she'll like this other guy better.
Yeah, but he's got a girlfriend.
Well, he can dump her, or maybe she'll let him. Maybe she'll let him keep her.
What a mess!
It is likely that since she has to marry this guy in order to get the property exchanged, mm-hmm. It could very well be that the guy says, "Oh, look, we're married, and you know, like by law, you've got to put out, and you certainly got to put out before I'm going to sign this house over to you."
Absolutely.
She's,
and that could really bother, you know, a jealous man.
Absolutely. That's going to bother 99% of the guys that, you know, the boyfriends in the circumstance.
So what a nightmarish situation. Can you even imagine what things would be like here in this country if the government was in total control? I mean, we understand they control your property and that if you don't pay property taxes, they'll steal it from you, as we touched on earlier. But you do have the ability to at least sell the government property titles that they give to you.
For now.
Yeah, well, for now, I don't know if anybody's put a proposal on the table to have the government take over housing, and I would imagine that'd be a relatively unpopular proposal, whereas the idea of health care, like, how would they sell that? How would the government sell total government control of housing to the Americans? At least with health care, they can say, well, Americans aren't getting health care, so if you let us control it, we'll give you health care.
Well, the ultimate property
free.
Is your own body, but I don't think people realize that when government takes over health care, they take over your body. And ownership of them, tell you what you can eat, what you can do with your body.
No, you're right.
What you can
they
put
don't
in your
understand.
Body.
They don't understand that.
Yeah, that's the ultimate form of ownership. If you don't own your body, what do you own?
But how would they sell taking over housing to the American people? How would they do it?
Those evil real estate speculators, we need to fix housing so that people have homes.
Look what the bankers did here. You know, these Americans are getting kicked out of their homes, and I don't know. It would seem like if they were going to sell that to the American people, that now would be the time to do it.
It seems like it's almost impossible to make that one work. Even if you were to sell it to renters by saying that they would no longer have to pay their landlord, the government would be the landlord and they'd have to pay them instead. One way, it's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, join us on our website where you can enjoy one of those features. That is the BBS with over 450,000 posts. You'll like that if you dig forums, because our Free Talk Live forum is a little on the crazy side. I mean, there are some crazy people that are using the forum. A bunch of trolls interacting with one another. It's a very unique forum experience. You'll either love it or hate it.
Really smart trolls.
BBS.freetalklive.com. Wayne, let's continue this discussion, because I think you brought something up during the break that is pretty interesting. Needs to be brought out on the air. We've been talking about housing, and what brought this discussion about was the Cuban situation, where the housing market is completely controlled by the state. They control who buys, who sells. In fact, nobody can buy or sell except the state. So I'm not sure who they're buying or selling to exactly, but I guess they would sell it to you possibly. I don't know. I don't know what all the ins and outs are.
And you probably get to keep it for life, and you probably, because they mentioned something about title, So maybe you have the title to hold that property for life.
Right, which you can trade. They'll allow you to swap titles, but you can't pay money along with the swapping of the titles. Of course, it happens anyway. There's just a lot of kind of black market activity. So people will slip somebody a few thousand bucks under the table as they swap their properties for one another. Or as the article from the BBC pointed out, a woman might divorce her husband to get married to somebody who has a house that she wants for a couple years, then have her new husband transfer her the house, then she can get married to her old husband. Oh, but, of course, she's worried about losing her old husband in that process. But she needs to do what she needs to do for her family. So it's just an absolute mess. And I'd ask the question, what would it take for the U.S. government to be able to really make a move into controlling housing even more than it currently does? I mean, the pitch for universal health care is pretty persuasive to people. Oh, you need health care? We'll give it to you. So of course, it's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to suck because it's government-run and all that. But they don't talk about that in their pitch. It's right. Free health care.
Well, it's going to consume a lot more wealth than even the present system will.
So what would the pitch be as far as getting the government to take over health to take over the housing market? Well, as I pointed out, that it wouldn't really be a very effective pitch to say that, well, we're just going to take over ownership of your home. That doesn't sound very sexy. Yeah. Even to renters saying that we're going to kick your landlord out of the way and we'll be your landlord, that doesn't sound very attractive. But you pointed out, Wayne, that what's actually happening behind the scenes is the government is slowly taking people's homes. What's happening?
Well, there are millions of empty homes right now that are sitting there that aren't even on the market yet because the banks know if they dump them, they're going to lower the prices further, kind of like the conundrum the Chinese have right now holding all the dollars in treasuries. So when you have all these empty homes, one thing they're going to do, and they're already starting to do, is bulldoze a lot of them and actually return some towns back to farmland. They're talking about that. But a lot of these other empty houses, you may find that the government, since they own the banks now that are holding these loans on these houses that are empty, are just going to take the houses over and give them to people. They're political cronies, whatever. They're going to put people in these empty houses.
So the government, through the whole defaulting on the loan process and through also ownership of the banks themselves, is taking ownership of homes just slowly.
It's moving towards that, I should say.
Slowly going to start taking home after home after home. It's not going to take them all, obviously,
right
at this point. But the more houses that are owned by the government, the worse off the marketplace is.
Well, look at all the job losses you're seeing every month, 600,000, 700,000, adjusted after a few months later. When you have all that much unemployment and the job prospects aren't good, they've got a couple choices. A lot of people are going to leave their homes initially, but when that starts to really happen in mass, what will happen is the government will probably just take your house, ownership of your house, so you can stay there, you know. And then there'll be others that are empty that they're going to put people in, and they're going to bulldoze others. Just like farmers were paid not to grow crops.
Right.
They'll be bulldozing houses.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You really think they're going to be knocking down houses? I don't think that they are.
They're already talking about that up in Flint, Michigan.
Well, maybe in some places like Flint, Michigan, and Detroit, and
Nevada.
And
there's
Nevada, I don't know.
There's a lot of new houses that were built that maybe the neighborhood isn't quite finished yet, and they can't sell them. And they're bulldozing them now. The banks would rather bulldoze them than to
sell them at a cheap rate.
Or have to pay property taxes on a house that's not finished yet.
Well, I think that they can sell those houses at a cheaper rate.
Some of them aren't done yet.
People would want to be there.
And the builders are bankrupt. It's crazy out there.
Half a house, I certainly don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to Nevada. Las Vegas.
Nevada, I believe, by the way.
Yes.
Whatever.
Vegas. They take it real personally out there.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likely one or two people take it very personally, and those are the noisy ones.
It's one of those things where it makes it sound like you're a tourist.
I don't live in Nevada. I am a tourist when I go to Nevada, okay?
Okay.
If I pronounce it wrong, it's because I'm not from Nevada.
Your talk show host.
In Poinix, Arizona, out in Poinix.
Well, they call it that out
no,
there?
No, I'm kidding.
Good God.
If I go, look, there's a point when you go too far in pronouncing something correctly. And this is something that everybody can, like if I decided to call New Orleans, Norlins.
I was corrected on that.
Right. But you're corrected by somebody who's got an accent that's completely different than yours. If somebody with a Midland accent like you and I have, this non-accent American accent, tries to say Nolans, we just sound dumb, okay? If you say Lawville. Well, I'm just talking along, and I'm referencing Lawville, Kentucky. And then I go on talking again like somebody from Louisville, Kentucky sounds. I sound weird. It doesn't make any sense. It's like me pronouncing Moscow in Russian while I'm talking. No, people don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, have you ever been to Hawaii?
I have not.
Well, if you live in Hawaii, you say Hawaii. But if you're not from there, you say Hawaii or something in between. It's the same thing.
Well, isn't the point of kind of going there is to blend in at least as much as possible? When you go to places, don't you want to sound at least not like some sort of yokel that just arrived off the tour bus?
Well, don't wear black socks and a big bright shirt and...
They don't actually wear Hawaiian shirts in Hawaii?
They do, but they used to have this thing called a stupid shirt, and it was a tourist would wear it. It was really loud. And polyester.
So you could identify who the tourists were because their Hawaiian shirts were too loud.
Yeah, in fact, one time we had this car. We would turn the windshield washer nozzles out, and we would drive around Waikiki Beach, and we'd squirt them on the side of the road.
That's great. Let's talk about the poor at this point. Davi emails in, guys. I'd like to take some time to talk about the poor. Solving poverty was the state function that was the hardest for me to give up. So for those who still think that the best way to help the poor is to elect a class of unaccountable people who fleece our wealth at gunpoint, I'd like to tell you about Larry Moore. And we've actually talked about Larry in the past, so the story might sound familiar. For 6 years, Larry was a homeless drunk, living under a bridge and begging on the street. Last September, Larry acquired his own shoe shine stand, got himself a nice-looking suit, and started earning $7 a shine. Business was so successful that the San Francisco Chronicle called him the best-dressed shoeshine man in the city last March. When they interviewed him, he said, "I used to push a shopping cart in this town. Now I have my own business. I feel blessed every day." You see, Larry was on his way to earning the $600 he needed to rent an apartment. Then, as so often happens after newspapers highlight entrepreneurs, then some bureaucrat from the Department of Public Works saw the article and sought out Larry to inform him that he needed to purchase a $491 sidewalk vendor permit. A spokesbureaucrat from the Public Works Department said the department's contact with Larry was meant to be educational. Bollocks, says Davi. So Larry, this saint, dutifully handed over almost every penny he'd saved. Just one problem. Larry doesn't have a valid California ID, and he had to send away for a replacement birth certificate from Kansas. So in order to even get the permit, he had to have the correct government paperwork in order. When news of this bureaucratic snafu reached the public, hundreds of people lined up for blocks with their shoes in hand. After earning nearly $1,000, Larry was able to pay off the state gangsters and pay his way into some temporary housing. There's more to Dobby's email here about the poor and helping them and how it is the government just doesn't help at all. It makes things worse. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls, if you make them, we'll sneak them in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian joining you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, on the world of getting new radio stations on, I got a new agreement today from a brand new station, which I believe is 50. I think now that we have as far as signed agreements are concerned. And I won't say where it's going to be, except that it will be in Michigan. And we're running out of places to be in Michigan. I think Michigan is the most popular FTL listening on the radio state.
Yeah, it's funny. People say this is too New Hampshire centric of a show, but in Michigan we have no problem getting on the air. It seems
they love us in Michigan. I don't know why it is. Maybe it's because their economy's in the tank and the message of freedom just resonates more, or maybe it's a total coincidence.
Well, yeah, you know, Michigan is a good example of what too much government did to their state.
Yeah, it's bad news out there. I mean, the Detroit situation is terrible. People are doing their best to escape from
lots
Detroit.
Of Michigander Free State Project members. So,
all right, we're going to get back into the story here about Larry. He is a homeless man, or was a homeless drunk, living under a bridge, started shining shoes in San Francisco. The newspaper did a focus story on him, which newspapers do sometimes. Somebody's doing something interesting, they do a feature story. And as so happens so often, the bureaucrats, of course, read the newspaper, and they decided to target this man. They went after him, and they demanded that he pony up $491 for a sidewalk vendor permit. He spent every penny he had to do that, jumped through whatever hoops they put up for him, and luckily, the nice folks of San Francisco came and spent, you know, like $1,000 with him within the next week or so. Basically, they lined up, as it's told here in Dobby's email, for blocks, holding their shoes just to give this guy their business because they felt sorry for him being victimized by the state. And according
they should have just given us some money. Too many shoes. He couldn't get them all done.
Larry's story exemplifies perfectly, says Davi, of how the state, a monopoly on coercive violence, fails to help the poor, and the fair market absolutely succeeds. Let me explain, he says. America has one of the most bloated federal welfare programs in the world. California is likely the most socialist state in the nation. San Francisco is the most lefty pinko city in the state of California. If the state was going to solve poverty anywhere, it would be here in San Francisco. But the state did nothing for Larry, while well-intending strangers did do something. At the very bottom, it's voluntary interaction and not coercive redistribution that kept Larry fed for 6 years. So despite the ever-increasing taxation, the market is still providing for the poor. And that's true. Even though Americans are just taxed to death, they are still contributing billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars every single year to various different charities around the country and around the world. So we're very, very charitable people.
And by the way, that gets back to the whole term of income redistribution. We redistribute our wealth all the time voluntarily. That's
sure.
Fine. It's when it's forced that it's a problem.
Absolutely, because on a voluntary basis, we get to choose who gets the money. We get to choose based on a variety of factors as far as are they being distributed, is the money being distributed fairly in a way that we think it should be distributed. And we can pick, you know, is the overhead too high in this particular charity? What about their competitors? Whereas government, there is no choice. And a coercive tax, he says, takes money out of the safety net that works and puts in the safety net that works and puts it into the safety net that fails. That is the government one. Now the statists are screaming, "Well, what about the government? Or without the government, the poor will starve in the streets." To which I respond, "Is there some reason why you think people wouldn't give money to charity, but would vote for a bureaucrat to take it from them by force?" The fact that nearly every person instantly responds, "What about the poor?" proves that helping the poor is a nearly universal value in our society. If it's a universal value, then we don't need to be forced in order to do it. If it isn't a universal value, a majority isn't going to vote for it. The very fact that people vote for welfare programs tells me that people would help the poor without coercion. Then enters the shoeshine stand. Entrepreneurship is how the fair market raises the poor out of the safety net. In a fair market, absolutely everyone has value. And I like the term free market, but because fairness suggests bringing the government in to level the playing field.
It may suggest that to you. It does.
Anyway, he goes on. He says, absolutely everyone has value.
Only the free market is the only fair one.
And can create wealth from just a minimum of creativity and ambition. Statism tells us that some people are worthless. By imposing a minimum wage, the centrally planned economy raises the barrier of entry into the market and prevents people like Larry from participating. People in Larry's situation have value and are prevented from accessing that value because they've dropped beneath the minimum wage. Were it not for minimum wage laws, Larry would have been able to prove his value to an employer by offering to work for a reduced starting wage. He could have swept hair at a barbershop for $4 an hour and earned $600 in less than 2 months. But no employer is going to risk $8 an hour and all the taxes and the liability that comes with employing someone on a homeless drunk. So despite the raised barrier to entry, the market is still finding value in the poor who have an entrepreneurial spirit. And a coercive minimum wage takes jobs away from people who can prove their value in the fair market and gives jobs to bureaucrats who cannot prove their value. And now the little statists are screaming,
"Are not proving their value.
But without government, greedy capitalists will exploit the workers." To which I would respond, is there some difference between a capitalist and a bureaucrat? What makes you think that a business owner who interacts with people on a voluntary basis must prove the value of their services and must maintain a positive reputation would exploit people more than a bureaucrat who wields coercive force, has a monopoly on his services, and is only accountable to the public once in an election cycle? And some of them aren't even elected.
Hey, by the way, have you ever seen that video of Milton Friedman being interviewed by Phil Donahue? It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm.
I've seen it.
Yeah, if you look up Milton Friedman
on
greed, it's worth a watch.
In my experience, violent people with no John Stossel also did an hour-long special about greed. In my experience, violent people with no competition or liability are not more virtuous. I mean, the fair market boycotts products for exploiting dolphins. Then enters the state. Can you imagine? The government completely ignores Larry for 6 years, and then when it learns of his success, it swoops in and takes every penny. Just when he was on the verge of actually lifting himself off the street, he's attacked by the third head of the Hydra, licensing laws. And I'm not sure what the reason for the sidewalk vendor permit is, but I know why it's important to the Department of Public Works. Because everyone, the capitalist, the bureaucrat, the rich, the poor, you, me, Barry Obama, everyone acts upon market incentives. And the state acquires revenue through licensing laws, plain and simple. The difference, however, is the state is not required to prove its value. It's a monopoly willing to extort $491 from every sidewalk vendor, effectively keeping the poor poor, because rich people aren't going out selling things on the sidewalk.
Right. The idea of the licensing laws is to protect society from businesses coming, you know, rising up, people not paying their fair share, or, you know, people just like this shoeshine guy, just mm-hmm. like him. The purpose of the law is to protect us from this guy going out there and just setting up shop any old place he feels like. But the government failed to protect us, or the citizens of whatever town this was in, for 6 years. But then when he's put in the newspaper and he makes the money, that's when they come in. So they prove conclusively that the only reason they're really involved in this business in the first place, all the rest of it's a ruse.
Yeah, they're greedy. They're being greedy.
Yep.
Now they've got the guns behind them.
Now the little status is screaming nothing. And I think that's kind of funny, because what's he going to say? Without the government, poor people will all be selling stuff on the street. They'll be providing value in the market, earning wealth, satisfying customers, and improving their condition. And this is always the end result of any discussion about coercive violence. Eventually, the status just runs out of arguments and has nothing left but irrational preference, which is a dangerous motivation when people's lives are at stake. Then enters the market. Larry was not saved by the state. He was saved by the market. Hundreds of people voluntarily getting their shoes shined. Because the fair market is not only heartless capitalism. The fair market is the aggregate of all voluntary economic exchanges. And in the fair market, in the hearts of people, the poor have value. Charity has value, and Larry has value. And all that it takes for good to prevail is for people to live without coercion.
And, and by the way, I might add, Larry was basically trying to help society himself by finding an unmet need in the community and then meeting it for profit.
And as long as he has permission from the business owner that's, the sidewalks in front of him,
and
no
if his
problem.
Prices were too high, people wouldn't come to him.
So I hope this clears things up, says Davi. Everything right and true is from Allah. Any mistakes are from myself. And I hope you'll go to the corner of New Montgomery and Market Street in San Francisco and get your shoes shined by Larry Moore, the best-dressed shoe shine man in San Francisco. As we go to Jeremy in Australia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Oh, hey, sorry about the American accent from Australia.
No, no problem.
But I just wanted to reopen that really important topic about the pronunciation of place names.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I come from, my hometown is called Spokane, Washington, but people from everywhere else seem to call it Spokane, maybe Washington. And Oregon people up there think it's really funny when people say Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And then here in Australia, Aussies think it's hilarious when Americans call them Aussies.
Aussies.
Really?
But I just sent Mark an email as well. We just started up episode one on freeozradio.com.
That's excellent. Well, keep it up, and if you continue doing a pro-Liberty radio show for like 6 months, get in touch with me, and we'll take a listen for it for the Liberty Radio Network. Always looking at new programming options there. Thank you for the call. It doesn't have to be U.S.-based, so if it's a good show from Australia, I'll put it on the network. No problem. Hey, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Joining you tomorrow night again. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.